Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, December 14th, and this is Council 27 Representative Jennifer Ritter reporting. 24 days from today will mark the one-year anniversary of the amendable date of our contract. On January 7th, 2011, we will once again demonstrate to management that we remain committed to our goal of contractual improvements to pay, benefits, and work rules. To earn the compensation and other improvements, we cannot sit idly by and hope for the best. We must work by standing strong together and be prepared to fight for these improvements. Your local council is organizing an event on January 7th to demonstrate our collective anger with current management for continuing to put forward concessionary proposals that fail to recognize the hard work and intrinsic value we bring to work every day. On this day, join your fellow flight attendants as hundreds of us mobilize at locations around the world and show our resolve to do whatever it takes in support of our proposals. The proposals we have made in our Section 6 negotiations based on your feedback are fair and reasonable, and management needs to recognize this and move forward quickly towards meaningful contract negotiations. On January 7th, bring your flying partners, your family, your friends, including your flight attendant friends from other airlines, and join us in protesting the slow pace of our negotiations and tell management that the honeymoon is over. It's time to work. Visit our website or contact your local council for details specific to your location today. This past Friday, we announced our latest contract negotiation survey, which is now open through January 18, 2011. Over the past few months and subsequent to the financial merger transaction close with Continental on October 1st of this year, there has been a good deal of discussion on our negotiations and the improvements we seek through the Section 6 process. Based on your feedback to your local elected leadership, it was determined that a survey be conducted to gain your input on a number of issues. As has been the case since the beginning of negotiations, our negotiating committee is guided by the feedback provided by you to set our priorities at the negotiating table. We encourage you to take part in this survey and encourage your peers to do likewise. This survey, as well as through discussion at our merger and negotiations town hall meetings, is focused on gathering your feedback in an ongoing Section 6 negotiations that will result in a new contract for United flight attendants. As we move closer to the operational integration plan for 2012, we will then conduct another series of comprehensive surveys to collect feedback to identify the priorities of a combined flight attendant workforce to cover both United and Continental flight attendants at the time of the operational integration. It has recently come to our attention that some flight attendants have been required to check their luggage on certain flights to ensure carry-on baggage space is available for passengers. We are professionally known for our skills in packing overhead bins to make every inch of that space count. We do a great many things to accommodate the needs of our passengers. However, the checking of crew baggage should not be one of them. While it is the season for gifts and full flights, there are designated carry-on baggage limits for flight attendants on an assignment, traveling on company business, commuting to and from work, deadheading, or traveling as a CJA. The limits include one black suitcase, maximum 20 inches, and up to two additional items from the following list: a United-issued briefcase, black tote bag, black garment bag, United-issued purse, lunch bag, or one shopping bag for purchases made during a trip. In addition, when a flight attendant is flying a qualified purser position, the purser kit may be carried as an additional item for a total of 4 pieces. In the event you are carrying more than the designated number of pieces, any pieces in excess of the limit should be checked. Keep in mind, Section 12(t)(3) of our contract provides for flight attendant checked baggage when working an international ID. December 16th is the last paycheck we will receive in 2010. Although our contract requires that we are paid on the 1st and 16th of the month, the January 1st paycheck is an exception. The January 1st electronic deposit is made on the first business day following the holiday, which this year is Monday, January 3rd, 2011. This weekend was a clear indication that winter has arrived. Snowstorms swept through the Midwest all the way to the East Coast and affected much of the operation through Monday. Our contract includes reassignment parameters to allow the airline to respond to operational irregularities while ensuring certain pay and schedule protections for flight attendants. Flight attendants out of domicile should review contract Section 9K, irregular operations, and Section 12R for international reassignments. Flight attendants serving reserve status may want to download the Reserve Survival Guide from our website and carry it on your assignments. Lineholder flight attendants at their home domicile who will be pay protected through line guarantee in Section 8J domestically or Section 12I internationally may be subject to a reassignment under these contract sections. Read the contract AFA fact on line guarantee reassignment on our website to review all of our contractual protections and educational examples. As always, remember to carry your contract and keep it close at hand. There were no negotiation sessions held last week. Our negotiating committee, along with representatives from that Master Executive Council, MEC, conducted the last merger and negotiations town hall meeting for the year in Boston last Friday. This week, the committee is meeting with management and our mediator in Chicago. On the agenda for discussion are Section 1, Recognition, Section 3, Union Activity, Section 4, General, Section 13, Military Airlift Command, Section 26, Grievance Procedures, Section 30, Union Security, Section 31, Safety, Health, and Security, and the Partnership Program and Job Sharing Letters of Agreement. We also expect revised proposals on the above sections from management. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.